His Majesty the King, by Rudyard Kipling. Narrated by Robin Nixon. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, What doest thou?
Yes, and Chimo to sleep at the foot of the bed, and the pink picky book, and the bread, because I will be hungry in the night, and that's all, Miss Billams. And now, give me one kiss, and I'll go to sleep. Quite quiet. Oh, the pink picky book is flitted under the pillow, and the bread is crumbling, Miss Biddums. Miss Biddums, I'm so uncomfy. Come and tuck me up, Miss Biddums.
His Majesty, the King, was going to bed, and poor, patient Miss Biddums, who had advertised herself humbly as a young person, European, accustomed to the care of little children, was forced to wait upon his royal caprices. The going to bed was always a lengthy process, because His Majesty had a convenient knack of forgetting which of his many friends, from the Met's son to the Commissioner's daughter, he had prayed for, and, lest the deity should take offence, was used to toil through his little prayers, in all reverence, 5 times in one evening. His Majesty the King believed in the efficacy of prayer, as devoutly as he believed in Chimo, the patient Spaniard.